raw, untreated pond and lake water and makes delicious, crystal clear drinking water. In fact, it is so powerful it can remove microscopic food coloring particles from water. Its compact size makes it ideal for travel as well as for RVs and pleasure craft. And it's a must during local or national emergencies when drinking water may not be available.
Get the compact Travel Berkey Purifier for only $204.
Go to themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey Water Filters.
Mention that you heard about it on The Micro Effect and get the accessory base, a $29 value, absolutely free.
That's themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey Water Filters.
Dial 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of hearing politically correct propaganda from the government, the media, the schools, and the churches, when in your heart you know it's not true? Does your pastor entertain you with irrelevant pablum while you yearn for strong spiritual meat? Does the shallowness of the masses turn you off? Then perhaps you are being called to a higher level of understanding. Learn the amazing truths that have been hidden from our people. For a free packet of information giving you the key to who you are, where you're from, why you're here, and where you're going, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. That's Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602.
Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com.
You've come to us.
The freeze-dried guy, real freeze-dried meats such as chicken, beef patties, pork chops, and cottage cheese. Say 50 to 70.
Taking care of people who are hurting, but we have so many young people today who are just totally mixed up. And, of course, the issue really came to a head recently in Maryland, where one of the teachers was attacked by a student. And other students, instead of coming to the teacher's aid, were videotaping it and putting it up on MySpace. And, of course, what we see in many of our schools is a total state of lawlessness. Of course, this is nothing new. I can remember 20 years ago in Los Angeles where the teachers all wore tennis shoes. And why did they wear tennis shoes? So that they wouldn't be knocked over so easily and then gotten down and kicked. And what we're seeing in our schools all across America is an ever-growing sense of violence, a lack of responsibility. But then what do you expect if you can't discipline the children? What do you expect if you take any belief in God or family or country or, you know, the fact that we are unique individuals? Each one of us is something very, very special. Our children grew up with a sense of hopelessness, and should we be surprised when there is no discipline? Parents are not allowed to discipline or even spank their children, and teachers are not allowed to discipline the children, that we're moving into a state of lawlessness. Dr. Smallwood, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Well, why don't you just pick up the story? Because, of course, you had written about and talked about this incident that had happened there in Maryland.
Right. I've coined a term, biotainment, to really capture what happened in Maryland, as well as we all know what happened down in Florida with the teens beating a fellow cheerleader and posting it on YouTube or one of the others. And I mean, it's happening all over. And I say also, with what you said, what do you expect when kids are practicing violence every day with the video games? They're feeding on violence with song lyrics and movie scripts. So we're really training folks for violence. And then on top of that, they're really not having, many are not having the emotional education that it takes to make those choices. I wrote a book called This Wasn't Supposed to Happen to Me, 10 Make or Break Choices When Life Steals Your Dreams and Rocks Your World. And we're not teaching kids how to choose to deal with emotions in a healthy way. They're just acting out, and it is really concerning me.
Well, you know, of course, this story in Maryland, why, I don't really know what happened. They were talking about suspending the girl. That girl should go to prison, and everybody in the class should be suspended for not coming to the teacher's aid. You have to have discipline, and if these kids don't get the discipline at home, and they don't get it in school, they're going to get it in the penitentiary, and that's why we have over 7 million Americans in prison, probation, or parole. Wouldn't it be far better if they were disciplined at home rather than get into prison and have to go through that horrible experience? And believe me, there is discipline in the prisons, either
oh, yes.
from the guards or from the or from the other prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be
exactly.
far better if they learned it from their parents?
Yeah, I think what actually happened here was that this student went behind the teacher's desk and threatened the teacher, got very much into her personal space. And what was so phenomenal about it is that after, well, what happened was when she threatened the teacher told her to back up, told her she was in her space, and she said, if you hit me, which she was threatening to do, I will defend myself. Well, when the whole thing was said and done, and this teacher went to the principal's office, the principal said to her, why did you provoke the student by saying that you would defend yourself if she hit you?
Hold that. We'll be right back in just a moment with Dr. Smallwood.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Dr. Bev Smallwood. We're talking about the incident that occurred in Maryland where one of the students beat up the teacher. Somebody took pictures of it and put it up on MySpace. But the difficulty was that the students were cheering for the student rather than for the teacher. And, of course, the principal criticized the teacher for bringing in, precipitating the incident. Well, you can't run a school in this matter. And this is not an isolated incident. There's an article that was provided to me talking about really how many teachers are really being accosted by their students. And in many instances, they're not getting the backing from the school administration, and the teacher somehow is at fault if of course, they get attacked. Well, pretty soon the whole system begins to break down, and I personally believe we're moving into a situation of chaos and crisis. In fact, it was James Madison talking about these ideas of democracy who said, democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are air incompatible with personal security and the rights of private property, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. And ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing that violence right here in America today. Dr. Smallwood, what can we do to counter this? These kids are playing their violent video games, without somebody telling them children that there are consequences for action. Well, if that girl does not go to prison, she's going to do it over again. Don't think she's not going to. The only way to get the attention of these kids is to punish them and punish them severely. But, of course, if you don't punish them now, they'll be punished later in life.
Right. That is absolutely right. And to be fair, there was one student in that classroom who did go and report it. Thank God for some student who has character enough not to participate in what's going on with this horrible incident, but be the one who stood up. And that's really what we have to create, I think. We can talk about punishment, and I believe definitely there should be consequences for this kind of thing, and it shouldn't be sugar-coated, and that people who go through this should not be rewarded. For example, down in Florida, I was really appalled that Dr. Phil's staff went down and bailed out the ringleader of the group who had beaten up this girl and put that one in preparation for putting that one on YouTube. Well, gosh, they wanted fame, and look what they got, even more fame. It was really great for her. Well, how great was it? She got reinforced for violentainment. So what do we need to do? Well, yes, there need to be serious consequences for a felony assault, which is what we're talking about in these cases. But even before that, parents really must wake up on this thing. You just don't get to have your kids bathed in violence and turn an eye and say, oh, well, all the kids are doing video games, no problem. I mean, you have a responsibility as a parent to set some limits. I mean, these kids sit for hours and hours, and I'm especially concerned about video games because it's not just a passive watching something or listening to something. You're doing something to implement some kind of violence even within the context of the game. So you're practicing violence right there. Parents have a responsibility to know what on earth these kids are doing for hours on end sitting with the video games.
Well, you know, Chris, the military knew that they had to condition the minds of the young people coming in the military to kill, because it's against the ordinary impulses of the average individual, the young person, to want to kill another human being. So they developed a technique of using video and video games to program the military people to kill. But we're doing it with our school kids as well. Oh, look at some of these games and the violence. They know what they're doing. These techniques are developed by your tax money and now being used to program your kids. And where is the outcry?
I am so with you on that. Absolutely. But, you know, even before that, parents so have the responsibility to model, teach, reinforce, reward, be engaged with their kids in terms of how to manage their own emotions. Sometimes parents preach to kids about, any kind of aggressive acting out, and yet they themselves are harboring bitterness, and they're looking for little ways to get even, and so they model that attitude that then shows up in a violent way in our kids.
So what's the solution, though? I mean, we've taken God out of schools. We've taken any sense of right and wrong. There's no absolutes. There's no truth. There's no falsehood. You make your decisions as to what you want to do. There's no fear of God. How can a society survive, if we do not have moral and religious people?
I don't think a society can survive long-term without that. If there is no moral compass, then everybody just does what's right in their own eyes. And when the culture has said, it's really okay to do this. I mean, it's all out there available for you. All you got to do is go on the internet and it's reinforced, then that's what they're going to do. I really so believe that we really have to get back to what are the absolutes here. And as a person of faith myself, I certainly have a bias that God has to be in that whole process. But once again, I think we've put too much on schools. Schools have to do it. Schools have to have discipline, and the administrators have to be willing to back it up. But really, the buck stops at home, because that's where the child gets most of their direct, or has the opportunity to get most of the direct teaching on moral principles and matters of faith and matters of moral choice. If that doesn't happen, then they're ill-equipped. They have no tools to go out there and deal with the kind of things they deal with every day.
But, of course, the thing is that the parents, only see them for a short period of time every day. Certainly they're no more than an hour in church on the weekend. The school has them, 8 hours a day, 5 days a week to program their minds and destroy their faith in God. And there's an active hostility towards God in our schools today, public schools. Cannot mention the word God, can't post mm-hmm. the Ten Commandments, can't have prayer, not even student-directed or college prayer. So there's a hostility towards Christianity. It's not just for the people who say, well, it's not an absence. No, it's not an absence. It's an intense hatred of Christianity, a hostility, which is being mediated through the public school system. I think the best thing that could happen is the public school system was totally dismantled and we'd return the responsibility of the children to their parents where God put it.
Well, and a lot of parents are electing to do that. I mean, homeschooling is rising in popularity all over this country, whereas it used to just be something that a very few ultra-conservative people did. Parents, I think, are getting more and more concerned about what's happening with that.
Well, but unfortunately, we've lost a whole generation of young people, and certainly no more than 10% of the children, 15% of the most are in private schools or homeschooled. I think, we have a program that any parent can use. Doesn't take much time or effort, and, of course, they'll turn out moral kids.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, as you talk to people across the nation, and I know that Dr. Smallwood has done a number of radio interviews. She certainly has written articles that appeared in all of the mainstream media. What sort of response are you personally getting, for your message?
Well, I'm really getting a very positive response, and especially to the idea that adults and kids alike really don't know how to deal with emotions, and they must be educated to do so. And this wasn't supposed to happen to me. I really zero in on this part, because if at an individual level kids and adults don't know how to manage their own emotions, then it's just contagious. It's going to affect everyone around them, and it's modeled to all the people around them, and their lives are really just not going to function well if they don't know how to make the choices in order to manage their own emotions well. So many kids today, and adults alike, are really into a victim mentality. They're thinking that it's poor me. They complain more than they act. They are looking for someone else to blame, and if somebody else is to blame, then somebody else needs to fix it. And I believe you asked what the solutions were. I think one of the solutions has to be that for adults and young people alike, we have to get back to responsibility. And I define that as doing all you can with all you have where you are right now. Doesn't matter what somebody else is doing. Doesn't matter if it would be more convenient if someone else would behave better. What can you do within the circle of what you have control of to make things better? We've got to teach that.
Well, but what are we going to do about the kids? Because parents are not allowed by law to discipline their child. I had a friend of mine. He just shook his daughter when she was being sassy and rude, and the next thing he gets a visit from the Child Protection Agency threatening to take the child away. He's got to go to counseling because he shook his daughter. Of course, he should have given her a good spanking, but be that as it may, I mean, parents cannot discipline children. And, certainly you turn your back on the admonitions of the Bible, spare the rod, spoil the child.
Mm-hmm.
We're spoiling a whole generation of children.
Yeah. Well, but I believe that, that parents can train children, and certainly there are there is more awareness of the and sensitivity, maybe oversensitivity, to the possibility of abuse, and certainly there have been some so many cases where the discipline has been so out there that it did constitute abuse. But that doesn't mean that we can throw the baby out with the bathwater. You have to be able to discipline. Parents can discipline, however. I would respectfully say that every day when you are training your kids by consequences, and that's not just punishment kind of consequences, but look, these kids have privileges galore. And they think that they're entitled to them. That's that victim mentality. I'm entitled to this, and if I don't have it, then you're doing me wrong somehow. No, they're not entitled to so many of the privileges they have. And so parents can manage consequences by not just giving kids all that they let them earn that. Let them show responsibility, and as they demonstrate that, then the rewards come.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, April 18, 2008, gold, 9/13, 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $939.52, $462.35 for half, $231.38 for quarter. That's $939.52, $462.35, and $231.38.
For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Dr. Bev Smallwood, and we're talking about really what's happening to our children and the sense of chaos that's developing. The children really who have no discipline, who have no self-discipline, and the problems that many parents have. Of course, Dr. Smallwood says all you have to do is use sort of a reward concept. Is that what you're suggesting?
I didn't say that's all you had to do, but I said that you don't need to assume that you have no tools at your disposal, because if you're used to just giving kids all they want indiscriminately and not tying it to their behavior and the degree to which they show the responsibility and the respect, it should be tied to that. It shouldn't just be given just because.
All right. So basically, you've written a book. Would you like to tell us a little bit about the book and why people should want to get the book?
Sure, I'd love to. The book is This Wasn't Supposed to Happen to Me, 10 Make or Break Choices When Life Steals Your Dreams and Rocks Your World. And I wrote this book for those normal, everyday people who were going about their lives when life dropped a bombshell, and we've all been there. One day you're on top of the world, and the next day the world's on top of you. And so what I tried to do is just simplify that process by letting people know that even though things happen to them that they can't control, they have some choices, and I name those 10 choices and tell them how to make them.
All right. Well, what sort of choices are you talking about?
Well, the first one is denial versus reality, and that is that, you know, when the very first thing you have to do is really look at the facts, and that's what we've been talking about with respect to this subject about our kids, is what are the facts here? Are we going to stick our head in the sand? And we do that in our own personal lives, though. We just don't want to look at what's unpleasant. So denial versus reality is the first choice. The second choice is victimhood versus responsibility, and we already talked about that one. Very importantly, to do all you can with all you have where you are right now. And the third choice is why versus how. Sometimes, Dr. Stan, we get really caught up in the why, instead of moving into action with how. How are we going to do what we need to do? How are we going to learn the skills in this new situation if something's hit you that you really didn't know how to deal with? What are you going to do about it? And so those are three of the choices. And let me just talk about one more, and then you can decide where we want to go from there. But one of the big ones is bitterness versus forgiveness, and that really relates to this whole bioattainment thing, because we have become a society in which anger gets manifested in a thousand different ways. And some people, once somebody has done something to them or they feel like the universe has treated them unfairly, then they're going to hold on to that bitterness, and they think that if they let it go, then the person's going to get off scot-free. But instead, they're the ones that stay trapped in it. And then it manifests, and it might not be physical aggression like we've talked about, but it can be those things that just spread and contaminate and poison our relationships. Hubert Humphrey said that, he said, bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting your enemy to die.
Well, I think that's really very true. And, of course, I think the most difficult thing to do is to forgive your enemies. You know, forgive us our debts as we forgave our debtors, or forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Oh, but of course, we're not allowed to mention that in school today.
Exactly. But you know what? If you stop and think about what we've said in that prayer, a lot of times we're really asking God, forgive me in the same way I forgive others. Well, some of us better really kind of stop and think about what we're saying, because we really want a lot more mercy than we give sometimes.
Thank you. about that, if we do not forgive others, why it's just going to destroy us. I think this is a very good point you're making, Dr. Smallwood.
Mm-hmm.
Bitterness certainly bears better fruit.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
How do you get people to be able to forgive? This is the thing. In a secular society, if there's no God, people want to hang on to that bitterness without ever understanding that it will destroy them.
Well, and one of the ways that hopefully we can begin to get people to forgive, my preference is to really understand how it relates to our relationship with God. But another way is really to realize in our own self-interest, we need to be able to let it go because of the health effects, the emotional effects, the relationship effects, the negative things that happen if we hold on to it. I think one of the things that happens, Dr. Stan, is that people really don't understand what forgiveness is. They think that if you forgive, then you're going to just open yourself up, even if that person hasn't changed, and just let them do whatever they do all over again. And that's not necessarily true.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Dr. Pam Smallwood. And Sydney, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our number 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But Dr. Smallwood, do you have a website, information you'd like to get out on your clinic, or tell people where they can get your book?
Yeah, I'd love to. The website is drbevsmallwood.com, and that's DR with no period, Bev, B-E-V, Smallwood, S-M-A-L-L-W-O-O-D.com. And I do have a free newsletter there. I'd love to have folks sign up for that. The book can be purchased anywhere, Amazon, all the major bookstore chains. This wasn't supposed to happen to me, is available wherever books are sold.
All right, fine. Now, Chris, as a psychologist and trained in psychology, do you think that psychology can really replace religion as a means of bringing people an inner peace? Is it possible? Certainly I've worked with psychologists and psychiatrists, secular, all during my many years of medical practice, and I'm not really certain that they were helping people. I think that many times the only way to approach people is really with an understanding that there is a loving God out there, but that there are consequences for what people do, that God has many personalities. Certainly he is a God of love and compassion and concern. He's also a God of judgment and certainly sometimes of wrath. So how do we get these ideas to people if they're not coming from a religious point of view?
Well, for me, there is not really a contradiction between solid biblical faith and psychology. I think psychologists, the good research is simply discovering the principles God already told us about. And so the principles work. When we look at how people change by changing the way they think and by changing what they do. So as we begin to challenge the way people think, if they're thinking in negative, destructive ways, then changing the thought processes, and certainly that's easier when a person really is empowered and looking to God for guidance and direction, that changes such a shorter step than when they don't have that. But you change what people think, the way people think, and then they can also choose to change what they're doing, and then that feeds back into how they're perceiving the world. Sometimes people don't really believe something's possible until you can coach them step by step into doing something differently, and then they got to make sense of that. If that they said they couldn't do, if they've already done it, well then somehow they have to change the way they're viewing things. So I approach it. My own faith base is the perspective from which I come. I don't impose that on someone, but I believe that psychology and religion can very much work hand in hand.
Well, now don't you have some sort of a clinic or institution?
I do. It's called the Hope Center. I established it in 1984.
And what actually happens there? Is this do you have other psychologists working there? Is this
I do. I have other therapists working there, and we see both adults and kids. I don't see a lot of the younger kids. I see more adults and adolescents. But I do have other therapists there, and we see folks from all walks of life. We do individual work. We do family and marital work as well as group work. I also consult with organizations on leadership development, and I speak to conventions and things like that on resilience, which is what we're talking about tonight, and then on leadership.
All right, fine. I notice you've been on focused on the family with Dr. Dobson and others.
Well, I have made many media appearances. I certainly have.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-259-5791. If you're out there in the listening audience, perhaps have some thought on this, but I am so concerned about the whole generation of young people that we've lost because people, they always do these surveys, and they say why 88% of the people believe in God or 80% or 83%, but they never tell them what God they're really believing in until people understand that there are other gods out there. We may say there's only one God, but there are people who believe in other gods or other God or gods. And of course, I don't really believe Christianity is as prevalent as it was certainly a generation ago. When I was growing up, it was an entirely different world.
Well, I would certainly agree with that. And yet, what I also see is that the people who do profess a faith, many are coming to realize that as we get, I believe, nearer the end times of the world, that there really does come a point when you have to make a choice. You can't just be riding the fence, because the distinctions between good and evil are getting more and more vivid, and you really do have to stand up for what you believe, or you're just going to be swept away by the culture.
That old adage, stand up and be counted, or simply be counted out, I think it's
That's a good definition of what's going on today. Yeah, I like the way you just said it.
Somebody else said it. I just repeated it.
Anyway.
Anyway, of course, I think that we really have to get people to understand that you can't raise kids without God. If you do, they're going to get godless kids. They're going to be in all sorts of problems. They have to realize that they are responsible for what they do. And they are not only responsible to their parents, they're responsible to God. Because, of course, they can sneak all around their parents. Their parents won't know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
But God does know what they're doing. And there are consequences for misbehavior. And once you can get that idea into children, and they know there's no place they can go where God is going to be watching, I think you can change their attitude a great deal.
Well, I think that's true, if we could somehow communicate that.
Well, Chris, what sort of response do you as other people there in your clinic working with the children?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you approach a young child who's lost, who's used to playing video games, who sees nothing wrong with violence, who doesn't believe there is a right and there is a wrong? I mean, how do you address a child that certainly believes that there are no absolutes, and that's what they teach in our schools today? Of course, the only absolute is that absolutely there are no absolutes.
The absolute that there are no absolutes,
right.
Yeah. Well, you try to work with the kid, of course, and help him or her look at what are these practical choices that are facing them at school, with their friends, and so on, and think through good decision-making and give them a moral compass in terms of how their behavior affects other people and so on. But what you also have to do, you can't just bring a kid in isolation. For Pete's sake, that child lives in a system. And some of the best things that you can do for a child are to intervene with the parents and help them become consistent in terms of their own behavior that they're modeling, as well as how they're responding. Very often, kids, perhaps there is only one parent or maybe no parents in the home. Maybe it's grandparents and so on. But if there are two parents, to be sure that kids aren't playing one parent off against the other. This also happens very often when the parents are divorced. The child carries tales back and forth between the parents. So if you can get the adults, the significant adults in the child's life, on the same page, so that that's a unified front and it's reasonably consistent and expecting reasonable and healthy things from the child with a system of appropriate consequences, then you can really make a difference. So intervening with the parents is one of the best things you can do.
All right. Well, of course, we have just a whole generation of young people without a moral foundation as far as sex is concerned. It's a driving force with young people. And how can you get people to act responsibly if they don't understand the terrible consequences that come from sexual promiscuity? And certainly this must be something that you would be seeing some of these children for.
Oh, my stars, yes. And what amazes me, I mean, parents would be totally shocked if they knew how young people are thinking about sex today. Certain sexual activities just aren't sex, but they certainly are sex. That's why they call them sex, oral sex, for example. They really just take that extremely lightly. That's not sex. And so the attitudes that kids have and that are just a part of the culture today mean that they're going to just behave in ways that I believe will so hurt them down the road, if not today. The sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise. In my home state of Mississippi, I believe the figures I heard were that that there are as many babies born not to married people as to married people. it's really bothering me.
Well, with very good reason. Today in America, it's estimated that one in every four young people has a sexually transmitted disease.
Yes.
But there are 60 million Americans, according to the CDC, with a sexually transmitted viral disease. Just the viral diseases, not
mm-hmm.
the other diseases, the syphilis and gonorrhea and certainly the lymphopathyvenereum and the diseases that I dealt with when I was practicing general medicine.
Yeah.
But, you know, what we're seeing is a totally immoral society, or a virtually immoral society. We see all these advertisements on television with this very pretty girl that says, you know, you just got to be careful. I've got herpes, but I'm careful, you know, and I
yeah,
take this pill,
I don't
and boy, everything's
going to
be fine. And believe me, no pill is going to prevent you from giving it eventually to the person you marry. People don't look down the line. Children are not looking down the line and realizing this is going to be with them the rest of their lives. That old adage, that, you know, what's the difference between sexually transmitted and love? Well, these sexually transmitted diseases last forever. Right? And
but even that advertisement that you just cited, at the bottom it says, this does not prevent the transmission of disease.
I know.
But,
I mean, it's
we
just
believe,
so
talking
tragic.
About denial versus reality, you see, when you're engaged in a very high pleasure kind of activity, then you believe what you want to believe because you want what you want when you want it, and the cost of it is astronomical.
And of course, the young people do not understand that because they're being taught all about sex in school, but they're not being taught why they should not engage in it. And you can't tell people what a great time it is without telling them the consequences, and then they're not getting the consequences. Well, our number is 1-800-259-5791, and of course, I really believe in it. Sydney, our public schools are raping the souls of our children. They're turning them against God. They're telling them there are no absolutes. But I think the worst thing they can do is teach them all about sex and remove their modesty and embarrassment and make this so commonplace and have co-educational sex programs
mm-hmm.
and then think that after they've told them everything that these kids are not going to engage in. And I will tell you, when I graduated from high school, there might be one girl in the class of 300 or 400 who was pregnant. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, now, of course, you'll see, you know, a significant percentage of the girls in the graduating class from high school pregnant. It didn't happen by accident. It happened because we've changed the whole sexual mores of our society, indeed the very foundation of our nation, which was once a nation under God, but tragically no longer.
Mm.
Well, so, I mean, what can the average individual out there listening to our program today say, well, gee, you paint a pretty grim picture of what's going on. Well, what can I personally do as a parent, as a grandparent, or simply as a young person?
Well, you're right. It's a grim picture when we try to look at, like, the whole culture. And most of us do not have a major influence on the entire culture. But it comes back to what is within my sphere of influence at my home, my child. What am I doing today to engage with my child? You can't influence a child that you don't really have a personal relationship with. And that sounds odd to say parents might not have a personal relationship with their child, but it's extremely true. You have a personal relationship with someone with whom you spend time, with whom you have communication, with whom when events happen, you sit and you process and you talk about those events. You talk about what happens on the television. You don't just assume, and I know kids go hide in their room, but go into that room and be a part of what's going on in their lives. That's how you influence the child or the adolescent that is within your sphere of influence. Don't get too we could just make ourselves totally frustrated and just give up and just say it's no use. It's all gone to heck in a handbasket. And people like you are doing things on a larger scale. But most of us really look and say, within what I have control, who are the young people that I'm touching, that I have the ability to touch? Maybe it's at my home, maybe it's grandchildren, or maybe it's at church, maybe it's down at the local Boys and Girls Club. big brother, big sister, what can I do to make a difference to one child or adolescent or more? What's available to me?
Well, I think that certainly we're going to have to do it one person at a time.
That's right.
And we are each involved, and we have to be in. We have to contribute. We have to understand what's going on. We have to understand the sense of hopelessness and futility that many of your young people feel, that old adage of life is tough and then you die, or you know, no good deed will ever go unpunished. Mm-hmm. All of these feelings that these young people have, many of them are raised with a sense of hopelessness, and if we don't impart hope to them, why, they have a pretty grim future.
We've got about two minutes
before we have to let you go, so you have 2 minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay. Well, thanks for giving me that. You know, I'd like to, in that time, I'd like to really talk about the last choice that I talk about, and this wasn't supposed to happen to me, which is powerlessness versus purpose, because that's really what we've been talking about today, not just getting caught up in just everyday life, but keeping at the forefront the purpose, what our role and our purpose in life is, and imparting a sense of meaning and purpose to our kids. Because it's not just all about pleasure, it's not just all about earning a living, but it's about the values that are really important, the way we go about our daily lives, not just what our daily lives consist of or the rewards in it.
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I think that what we have to do, each of us, is understand that we're involved in what I believe is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And if we're not involved, why, we lose by default, because believe me, the people on the other side know exactly what they're doing, and they're working very hard, of course, to undermine the very fabric of our society. And those of you who listen to our programs regularly know who we're talking about and who's funding so much of what's going on today. Well, anyway, thank you very much. Our guest has been Dr. Bev Smallwood, and we're talking about certainly the breakdown of the moral culture of our society. We have an illness there. Our job is to turn it around. God bless. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed being with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case of a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they don't make any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when, of course, I need to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you'd like, of course, to join the Radio Liberty family and help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every working day and on a weekday and certainly on the weekends, I think we have about 28 stations now our program goes to. Why, we'd appreciate a call from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Now, I know many people, of course, are having difficult times now financially. We understand that. But if you can help us, well, I would certainly love to hear from you. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get my talk on the planned police state. It comes with an excellent syllabus. Syllabus really will verify you and give you the information you can show to others to verify what we're talking about. There is a plan for a police state. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on the concentration camps. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they have them all planned out there. And then we have a DVD, America Behind Barbed Wire. However, you can get the concentration camp special that comes with the DVD, America Behind Barbed Wire, and the amazing clips, and the concentration camp four-tape set, and the government official government report on the use of civilian attorneys on military bases. Everything is in place for the coming dictatorship. So the amazing clips, though, certainly are excellent just on their own, but we put them out along with the concentration camp special. So we do hope you want to get that, and that you want to get the other items we talk about. They're so important. My talk on the Forbidden Secret. The professional DVDs we've done on the secret mysteries of America's beginning. And then, of course, the second in that series, Riddles in Stone, the secret history of America's capital, the secret architecture of our nation, national capital. That's Riddles in Stone. But both of these will really help you to understand that since the inception of America, the secret societies have been working here. Yes, there were Christians. This was predominantly founded by Christians as a Christian nation. But what most people do not tell you is that there were secret occult societies here long before the writing of the Constitution. They were here when the Constitution was written, when the Great Seal of the United States was, of course, accepted, and then, of course, on the back, hidden on the back, was the emblem you'll see on the back of our dollar bill today, which is an emblem of the ancient mystery religions. Why is it there? Why? Because America was to be the nation that was to lead into the world, into this one world government, this one world religion, headed by a one world ruler. And when you understand that, things really begin to make sense. Let me also suggest some excellent of DVDs that we've made at our meetings. One of them was with Constance Cumby called The Emergence. Another was made with Chris Pinto. It is entitled The Atlantis Connection. That's The Atlantis Connection. And what's The Atlantis Connection? Why, it's very, very simple. The whole idea of the ancient secret societies and even the modern secret societies was that America was to become the new Atlantis. Sir Francis Bacon, who was really the architect of so much of what's happened here in the United States. And if you go to the Library of Congress, you'll see his bust and picture there. Why is Francis Bacon an English nobleman in our Library of Congress? Because he was one of the people who